Scientists, authors, and artists from around the world have been honored at a ceremony in the United States for achievements which nobody else thought were that important. The Ig Nobel Prizes, as they are called, were awarded at Harvard University for, among other things, advancements in the understanding of toast and barbecue technology. The French President Jacques Chirac was awarded a Peace Prize. Our U.S. affairs analyst Richard Lister reports.
The prizes honor achievements which, in the organizers' words, cannot or should not be reproduced. But in some cases, they answer life's most fundamental questions. The prize for physics, for example, went to Professor Robert Matthews from Britain for his research into why toast always seems to land on the floor butter side down, a study which he said he did in his spare time when there was nothing on the television. If you've ever sweated over a barbecue that fails to light, you'll have instant respect for the work of an American scientist, George Gabel, who won the chemistry prize for a technique using liquid oxygen, which takes just 3 seconds. Other winners include editors who published an article claiming that reality didn't exist, which they didn't understand, and which even the author said was meaningless. The prizes were devised by Mark Abrahams, editor of the Annals of Improbable Research. He said the aim was to show that science needn't be boring, but there were political points being made too. The tobacco industry was recognized for its insistence that nicotine is not addictive. And President Chirac of France was awarded a Peace Prize for marking the 50th anniversary of the nuclear bombing of Hiroshima by conducting atomic tests in the Pacific. He didn't turn up to receive it.